All right, well, if you missed the Oprah Winfrey Show, you might be happy to hear that she's considering a reboot. That's big news, right? While promoting The Path Made Clear, Oprah teased the idea of returning. She said, "I would love to make that happen, let me tell you, but maybe not every day." Oprah went on to say, "For 25 years, it was perfect," she said. "The only time I missed it was during the election or when something really big happens in the news. I think, oh, gee, I wish I had a show." But, you know, I mean, the fact that she's considering it is almost good enough.
Yeah. She was absolutely the best that has ever, ever done a talk show. Mm-hmm. The absolute best, man.
And if
she want to go back, she can go.
The audience is waiting on her. Once a week, twice a week, once a month. We'll take it, Oprah. Thank you. Once a month.
Whatever she does.
Whatever. Yeah. We'll take it. Yeah.
Junior, what you mean we'll be there?
No, I'm just saying, we watch it
in front of the TV.
Oh, I was going to say, because she's not finna hire you and JLo, right?
She hired
a
monologue.
You did.
I mean, I don't know.
Don't crush that dream. Don't be like that.
No, I don't crush that dream. You shut that down. Matter of fact, that's not a dream. That's not a possibility. You can take that off your vision board.
I was on the Oprah show. She might.
No. Oprah ain't coming out there doing that little monologue like me. No, she's not. Oprah don't do monologue. Your dream is crushed.
He just crushed it. I mean, Jay said it crushed.
Oprah ain't finna have you two fools sitting up in no time. Right? My damn Oprah.
Funny. Yeah, and also in entertainment news, Janet Mock, is making history. She just signed a 3-year multi-million-dollar deal with Netflix. That makes her the first transgender woman of color with the power to call her own shots at a major content company. Her deal allows her to serve as an executive producer and director of Ryan Murphy's forthcoming Netflix series, Hollywood. Janet released a statement saying, "As someone who grew up in front of the TV screen, whether that was watching talk shows or family sitcoms or VHS films, I never thought that I would be embraced," she noted. And then she said, "And more than embraced, given not just a seat at the table, but a table of my own making." So to you, Janet Mock, we say congratulations. Right. And we'll be looking for your show on Netflix, because they definitely need content. I love that. Yeah.
She might need writers out, whatever.
Janet, you hiring?
Janet, call us. Me and Junior,
we'll
ready,
be
baby.
She's the boss.
The opening monologue crew, right?
Yeah. Right, Tommy.
Yeah. Whatever she needs.
She's the boss and the director, so hey. Shoot your shot.
Hey, we're not just regular writers. We're Emmy nominated. Mm-hmm. Just want to put that out there.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's right. That's for life, though. That's all I got.
That's on your resume.
Pop your collar,
That's big.
Yeah.
Come on. There are people that work in TV and movies and everything all their lives, all their careers, and never get any awards.
Emmy winners and Emmy nominated in this room right here.
In this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you yelling about?
He got the Emmys.
Right.
But it's like shake and bake. We help, so how about that?
Yeah. Nothing to say about that, Steve?
No, I ain't got nothing to say about that. Yeah, they did help, though.
Yeah, right?
Them was my dudes. I enjoyed working with them.
Boy, it was fun working up there every day with Steve.
Well, yeah. You
know. Uncle Steve talked to us crazy every single day. He didn't miss a day.
Don't do it.
You know, that charges him.
Yeah. You know what I liked the best and didn't like? It was the walk of shame.
The walk of shame?
Oh, they had a walk of shame?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Time for headlines, Steve. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp